So this morning, when I wake up, the very first thing that I notice is that the sun has risen yet once again. And so I awake and I look out the window and I see the world as it is, as I'm expecting it to be, but actually in a slightly better place than it was when I went to sleep. This really has nothing to do with the fact that I am now wealthy. But it has everything to do with the ordinariness of my life that has continued. Now, part of what is ordinary about my life is how exceptional it is. Exceptional to me. It doesn't follow the pattern or plan of anyone else or what anyone else particularly suggests. This is exactly the life that I was expecting and now have and now continue with. I find it extraordinary to know that this moment right here, right where I sit, is precisely the moment that I was expecting. But it's not like anything I've ever had before. And that's sort of what the moment was like when it suddenly became clear that the progressive expansion of my own sense of wealth as a vibration had expanded to the point that it exceeded any determination that I had that it couldn't happen. The resistance literally fell away, and I suddenly realized this is precisely what it is that I was expecting, but I had no idea it would be like this. And so when I wake up this morning and I look out the window and I see the world as it is, but slightly better than where I left it when I went to sleep, I noticed the same sort of thing, that I wasn't expecting this, but yet, of course, this is precisely what I knew would happen. I wasn't expecting that today would be as wonderful as it is. But the vibration that I have that is in alignment with me, within alignment with my expansion, with alignment with the unconditional love that flows through me, this is what carries everything forward. In other words, this wasn't nearly as hard as I thought it was going to be. You see, when I first understood that my intention was, of course, creating my reality, and I began to realize, oh, I could just really create anything and I could do anything I wanted. The first thing that sort of tripped me up was I thought, but gee, that's an awful lot of hard work, because I've been going on automatic pilot for so long. It seems like if I was to start picking apart my reality and wanting to reshape it, that would take a lot of effort. And so, of course, it did. It was a very, very arduous idea. And I would sit for weeks and months and think, okay, well, I guess I could really start doing this, and I could start doing this, and I could start doing this. And by the time I finished thinking about it, I really just wanted to take a nap, because it seemed like such hard work. And then at some point, it occurred to me, okay, if it feels like hard work, it can't be right. There's something I'm missing here. And what I realized that I was missing was something that I had already known, but that now came home to me in a way I was never expecting, and that is that letting go and letting the universe do the work for me was what was really, really happening. When I created something, I have the idea, and I form that idea in my mind, and I get clear about what it feels like and what it looks like, and then basically the fastest way to get there is to just completely let it go. And so after a while, I had hundreds, if not thousands, of instances that I could point to and say, okay, that's an example, and that's an example, and that's an example. From the most mundane, like thinking, I wonder what this thing over here actually is, and then having somebody sort of walk by me and say, oh, that's blah, blah, blah. And they would literally point to it and say, that's what that is. Not talking to me, talking to their friend, but I would have the answer. And it was that simple. And I would stand there and sort of marvel and think, well, that was fast. And not only was it fast, but it was easy. I didn't have to do anything. I just let go. So from the most mundane to some of the most esoteric to some of the most complex things where I watched relationships that I thought would never change, transform right in front of my very eyes. So much so that it would actually make me very nervous. But I noticed that one thing that happened there, that when the relationships that I thought were implacable, were never going to change, when they did, I still had to sort of catch up with it. And I began to realize wealth is the same thing. I'm as nervous about being wealthy, I thought at that time, as I am about being in a very healthy relationship with this specific person. I'm not sure that I believe it. And so I'm very ginger about it. And I'm very, very hands off. And I'm not quite sure I'm ready to say, well, that's a done deal. But like happened in that relationship where evidence after evidence after evidence, in spite of the fact that I had questions about it, the evidence showed me that I had a much stronger and a much more powerful idea about what I actually wanted than I was willing to admit to myself. And so I began to realize, like I do this morning when I wake up and look out the window, this is actually better than the way I left it, but I didn't do anything to make that happen. All I had to do was just keep my hands off of it, and it would take care of itself. Because, of course, the experience that I have of being in the world will naturally get better and better each and every time I come back to it, because of the nature of the expansion of unconditional love, which is happening whether I'm on board with it or not. That's what happened in this relationship. Things got better even though I was questioning it. I wasn't quite sure. But even in my questioning and not being sure, I began to realize I at least was willing for things to change. I just wasn't quite ready to hang my hat and say, okay, this is the way that it is. But as soon as I did that, I literally watched the relationship change right in front of my eyes. It literally became something much better than I could have ever imagined, much more than I would have ever even hoped for. And that happened because I said, no, this is a very powerful relationship and some tremendous healing has occurred and I am in an astonishingly delicious place with this person right here, right now. So one of the things that I noticed was that as I was doing this and as I was paying attention, that I began to have exactly what it is that I wanted, not because I thought it would be easy. What I realized in that moment, right then, right there, was that something was happening for me that I didn't really have any control over. So, of course, the part of me that was accustomed to making plans and executing the plans and figuring out what needed to be done would get very frustrated and think, how am I going to do this? I've got a lot that needs to be done here. I've got many, many things that need to happen and I need to get on them. I was thinking as I realized, oh, you know, I'm the one creating my reality, so I need to get out there and start creating it. Well, another thing that occurs to me as I'm standing here looking out the window is that part of the reason why the wealth that I have has arisen and arrived in such a delicious and easy manner was because not so much that I really let go so powerfully, but it was because I was more willing than not. And that's really all that was needed. I was still nervous. I was still not sure. I was still not willing to hang my hat on it. But there did come a day when things quickened enough for me and I realized I am ready to say that I am wealthy and I actually mean it. It's not a question. It's a statement. It's not an affirmation. It's an acknowledgement of the truth. It's not an expectation. It's a knowing. And I couldn't point to anything in the bank and say this is the proof of it. And I wasn't saying it for other people. I was saying it for myself. What I found so very easy from that moment going forward was that I didn't really care what happened because I knew the truth. I didn't need events to prove me right. Just like I don't really need to see the sun in the sky to know that it's there. Just because there are some clouds doesn't mean the sun is missing. It's not quite like that. In fact, there's not really a good physical analogy or a metaphor that fits this. Maybe the feeling of driving down the highway at night, knowing that the highway will continue, even though I can only see 100 or 200 feet in advance. Maybe that's one way of thinking of it. But the truth is that it really doesn't have a very good analogy because it just doesn't matter. That kind of knowing that took a while to get to but was not impossible, and in fact was very easy once I was okay with my own process, that kind of knowing takes care of itself. It doesn't require me to sustain it or to support it or to push for it or to cheer for it. It just takes care of itself. And that's one of the more astonishing aspects of my life now that I am wealthy. Because it's not just in the area of wealth that I'm seeing this. I'm seeing it in the improved relationships that I have with other people. I'm seeing it in the improved relationship I have with my body, which has nothing really to do with money. It has more to do with the fact that, like, the way that that one relationship paved the way for my wealth, not in terms of tit for tat or the fact that once I got that thing straightened out, then I could straighten this out. It wasn't that. It's that once I understood the concept of how things work for me, that this idea that I could actually be okay with the fact that I was still nervous about the fact that things were getting better, and I still wasn't ready to hang my hat on it. Once I came to that realization and realized, you know, it's completely okay to be doubtful about this. It's completely okay to be untrusting. I'm just more willing than not. I'm more willing to have it get better. And so it does. That's all the opening that is required. And then eventually, maybe in 5 minutes, maybe in 5 days, maybe in 5 months, I'm willing to hang my hat on the story and say, oh, this is working. This is working marvelously. It's working magnificently. And it is. And it does. And it really is as glorious as this new morning that I'm looking out upon and thinking about and reveling in and basking in and knowing that the days when I would stand here and look out the window and think, I wonder how I'm going to get through this day in terms of cash dollars, those days may come back, but I seriously doubt it because the wealth that I have has nothing to do really with money. It has to do with clarity and certainty. And they're not 100%, but they're enough.